What's good? What's good? We are back for another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So we're going to stay in the world of bare knuckle, but not the BKFC. We're going to go into the BYB, and we're actually going to take you, like some would say, across the pond, because my next guest is from the UK. He has a record of 7-3 in bare knuckle. The one and only Matthew Spider Morton. Let's bring him on.
Hi, mate. You all right?
How you doing, Spider?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, yourself?
I can't complain, man. I'm still alive, man. I'm still breathing.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day, isn't it? Surviving another day and going on.
Go ahead.
How's things on the podcast? How's things over the pond?
I mean, I can't complain. I was originally doing a podcast, Circle of Kings, with somebody else, and we kind of had a falling out, and I told myself I got to stay in this bare knuckle world. So I kind of been making my own mark and my own name. And I think I've been moving pretty fast. I got a lot of people hit me up for interview requests, something that we didn't have when I was doing a podcast before. So I think I'm actually doing a lot better, and they got a whole team over there. So,
good one man band taking it away, mate. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, I'm a one man band. I do it all at once. So let's start here. What were you doing before you got into bare knuckle?
So before I got into bare knuckle, mate, I wasn't doing much. I was working and just recovering. I've been on a recovery journey for a few years now. So previously in my life, I'm bad on the drink, bad on the drugs. Mostly on the heroin and the crack. I've been sober off that for 4 years now. So in March this year, I sort of thought I'd set myself like a little bit of a challenge. I wanted to do something a bit different. I've grown up sort of having scraps and having fights, and I've always sort of been in that world of violence and harm and stuff like that. So I thought I'd set myself a challenge, and I took a fight in 4-ounce gloves. Previous to this, I've never really done much boxing. I've done bits of boxing over the years, but I've sort of picked it up and dropped it. But I decided to set myself a challenge, get myself boxing. So I took a fight in 4-ounce gloves. I won that by second round TKO. And then I thought, do you know what? I'm going to try the bare knuckle. So 3 weeks after that fight, I jumped in and I got on the bare knuckle. I lost my first fight against a lad called Lucas, a Polish lad. Excellent fighter, southpaw, hit me with some good left hands and split my eye open. So that ended up getting a referee stoppage. And then I think 3 weeks after that, I jumped into my third fight, which was bare knuckle. And that was in like a cage. It was 12 foot by 12 foot. And I knocked him out in about 33 seconds. And since then, I've just been carrying on, doing it every month, every other month, gloved, bare knuckle. And then about a month ago, I got signed to BYB. So I went and did a media day for them yesterday in Leeds, which was really good, exciting. Met a few of the other fighters. And looking forward to making my debut on the 12th of October in the Trigon, to be honest. But most of my life's just been spent in turmoil, causing trouble, getting in trouble, getting locked up some more. And then fighting, drugs and drink. And then, like I say, I got sober off the drugs and the drink 4 years ago. Had a bit of a slip up on the drink a few months back. And I ended up just taking myself away and resetting. And now I'm coming back harder than ever. I'm training 4 or 5 times a week, boxing, going on runs, lifting weights, and really just hyper-focusing on what I need to do and how I need to accomplish it. Do you know what I mean?
Now, how'd you end up in BYB opposed to some of the other promotions?
I don't know, really, to be honest, mate. I got in touch with a few different people. I've sort of kept myself, so I've fought on quite a lot of platforms. Like, there's a lot of, like, smaller platforms. I wouldn't say small, but, like, and you know, like, get yourself onto the board sort of thing. So I fought on some platforms like YouTube Wars, BK Sports, Fight Club, Street Beefs was a really good one. So I won my first title on Fight Club Promotions, and then second one on Street Beefs. But they sort of give me like a really big entrance into like the fighting community. I met a lot of fighters. It's given me some of the best friends I've ever had in my life, some of the most trustworthy, nicest blokes I've ever met. And I sent a few videos around trying to get on these different promotions, and BYB got in touch and I signed a free fight deal with them. So fighting a lad called Alex Wilson, who's been involved with, obviously BYB's just bought BKB, hasn't it? So that was the English alternative. And I think Alex has fought on a couple of their shows, a couple of other shows, and he's a really talented boxer. So looking forward to having me debut against him.
Now, you talking about the street beefs, you actually won, I think, what was it, the super middleweight title over there? What was that like for you?
Yeah, so that was in 4 ounce gloves. I won that, I think, a minute and 40 seconds into the first round, knocked out the lad that I fought. Won my second title on that. And now street beefs, obviously you guys have got the English, the American version over there, haven't you? And we've got like the UK version. And really good platform. Would advise anyone looking to make a break into the fighting community to get yourself on like Street Beefs, BK Sports, any of the stuff we've got going on in England, because they are really good platforms to get your foot in the door. You have some good experiences, and if they see that potential in you, they'll obviously push you that bit forward as well. So
now, nobody ever reached out to you from the BKFC at all?
No. Like I've met a couple of people in the BKFC, a couple of people I know fight on it, but it just, that at the time wasn't the avenue I went down, wasn't the avenue that reached out. So obviously reached out BYB, signed a good deal with them. And sort of, to be fair, mate, I'm looking forward to fighting in that Trigon. Like, naturally, I'm not, and I never will be the best boxer in the world, because obviously I joined the party late, and it takes a lot of discipline and skill. Like, I've got the discipline, but it's the learning the boxing. So right now what I do is, I do a lot of one-to-one boxing sessions with a guy called Kyle Craig, and I've been doing some one-to-one sessions with Dan Robson as well. And they've both got their bare knuckle experience as well. So it's good to learn from them. But I quite like the idea of the triangle, because it's more for brawlers, isn't it? Whereas like what that big square ring or the octagon, you know, you've got to be quite technical with how you box and stuff. And I think with that triangle, it sort of forces you into that stand and bang. And that's what I'm excited for, because it's just literally throwing your fists until one of you gets knocked out. And that brings a bit more element of danger to it as well, doesn't it?
I think that's also what makes bare knuckle unique, because BYB has the triangle ring and BKFC has what they call the squared circle. You know, yeah. So it's a lot different than other fights. Now, when you're going from the 4-inch gloves to just bare knuckle, how much of a difference is there?
Obviously, in the aspect of, see, with 4 ounces, it's relatively close to bare knuckle, isn't it? Like one shot can end it all, and like you don't need to be that technical. Do you know what I mean? As long as you get that good shot in. Same with bare knuckle. Now, the difference for me is, with any form of glove fighting that I've done, it rattles my head when I get punched with the glove. It rattles my head, whereas that bare knuckle produces that sharp pain, and I find it easier to shoot on from that sharp pain than I do that vibration that a glove gives you.
Now, do you ever get nervous before any of these fights?
Every single fight I've ever had, I get nervous. I think.
What's your process of dealing with that?
Just headphones on, try and zone in some good music. And I mean, the way I see it is like pretty much through things that have happened in my life, like when I were a kid, I went through some stuff when I were a kid that I don't think any child should have to go through. I've gone through stuff as an adult that no adult should have to go through. I've subjected myself to a lot of abuse over the years, and I've gone through a lot of abuse. And now I try and just remind myself before I get in a fight what I've been through. And then I sort of come to the thought process that I've already been through worse than whatever's going to happen when I step in this ring. Mm-hmm. So when I step in there, like, yeah, fucking hell, I think you'd be a fool not to be nervous, because you're getting in there with someone who wants to take your head off. And also, like, obviously you're in there to take their head off, but you know how hard you've trained, and they've trained equally as hard. So it's the element of nerves, I think, is good. It's healthy. It also allows you to get yourself into that fight or flight state. Do you know what I mean? And I think as a fighter, you need to be in that fight or flight state, and you need to be fighting. You know, you need to come out with everything you've got, and that nerve, that sometimes I can, like before the bell goes, I can feel like that thought process of mine. Sometimes I think, what am I doing here? And then the bell goes and I think, fuck, swing. And then it excites us. And I'm always excited for it, But yeah, there's definitely a level of nerves to it.
Now, how important you think the cardio and conditioning is in the sport? Because I've noticed, like, once cats get past that first round, things start to really slow down.
Yeah, I think, like, see, with your BKFC, you've got 2 minutes, haven't you? Now, with BYB, yeah, you've got three 5 minute rounds, which is obviously like 15 minutes of flat out fighting.
That's even longer.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So I think cardio's massive, strength and conditioning's massive. Like, you do you know, if you're technical and you're good, but you've not got like necessarily the power in your punches, that's something you need. Cardio, massive important, because like you've got to be able to throw punches for 15 minutes whilst taking punches. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to train your cardio to go the whole distance, haven't you? So I think like if you don't, then you're cheating yourself, you're cheating your opponent a little bit. So it's good to have that. Good to have that massive push in it. Do you know what I mean? And I have noticed that. So I go to Molecular Fitness in Concert, which is owned by Carl Craig, and that's helped improve my cardio, my boxing ability, my strength and conditioning, my way of life massively. Molecular Fitness also do me meal preps and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So it's a good gym to be in, and it focuses mainly on combat sports. Do you know what I mean? So like strength and conditioning, something I've been doing while I've been there. But yeah, I've been on the treadmill at 19 speed, nearly blowing me back out every day. Do you know what I mean? And just get myself into that fighting state and get me mind right, get me body right. And your body's got to match your mind. Like, you can have the heart of a fucking lion, but if your cardio's only going to go one round, your heart ain't going to get you out of it. Do you know what I mean? And you find yourself in that serious depth of water, I suppose. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you jump in there, you've not trained for it, you've not done your cardio, you're gonna fucking drown. And you can be the best fighter in the world. Like, if you've not done the work to put into it, it'll all soon unravel. Do you know what I mean? So it's been a good journey, this fight camp. It's been hard work. Like, I woke up the next morning after some training sessions and thought, fucking hell, I can't even move. Do you know what I mean? But it's all part of that process, isn't it? Now, I don't know how many people know, but I was in hospital a couple of months back, and I'd lost a lot of weight, and you know, I've managed to put on a sturdy amount of weight. I've done probably what I'd like to say the best fight camp I've done for a fight in preparation. And I'm making myself into more of a threat. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, like, the people I'm training with, they've got their bare knuckle experience, put the work in with us. But I enjoy it as well. It keeps my mind right, keeps me active, keeps me focused. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's all massively important. But one thing you'll probably notice about me, mate, I've got bad ADHD, and I have a tendency to answer your question and I'll probably unravel somewhere halfway. Do you know what I mean? So I do apologize for that.
It's all good. It's funny you said Carl Craig's name, because I think that's who I might be interviewing next. I think we're trying to interview.
Do you know what? So I met Carl in March when I first signed up to Street Beefs. He was also on Street Beefs. He's got a gym very close to mine. And do you know what, mate? Hit off really well. The guy's fucking solid, excellent fighter, packs a serious punch. Like, watched his fight against Jack Marshman on BYB, and obviously nearly caused the upset of the year. The guy's good at what he does. I've learned a lot from him. My boxing ability, like I say, mate, I've always been a brawler, so my boxing ability's only come through going to Molecular Fitness, which is a gym owned by Carl, getting in sessions with him and his lads, do you know what I mean, and putting the effort in, and that for me is honed in on my boxing skills, honed in on my defense and my cardio and stuff. And as a result of that, I would say I'm a lot better fighter now than I was in March. Like, I've been in fight camps constantly since March, but this has been the hardest one.
Let me ask you this, man. What is the deal with this US versus the UK competition and beef, it seems like, with the fight world?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't know. I think it just, I don't know what it stems from, to be honest. I think maybe it's like old sort of like tradition. Do you know, when you look back at all these like wars and stuff, like, you can go to war in your own country and it could be like a civil war, but when you want to go war with the best of other countries. Do you know, like, I think it probably stems from you get your fighters in the UK, you get your fighters in America. Once they've fought everyone in America, once they've fought everyone in the UK, the only thing to do is to fight each other, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? And if you're the best from America and you're the best from England, then you want to be fighting it out to see the best of the best. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's where the rivalry stems from. And also, you've always got that over the pond sort of rivalry, haven't you? We have it with everyone. Like, you're same with America, you have it with everyone, do you know what I mean? And but I think it opens up some good opportunities for the fighting world. Do you know, like, if you can prove that you're the best in Britain or you're the best in America, then you can go and prove to be the best in the world, do you know what I mean? And who doesn't want to be the best in the country and the best in the world at what they do?
Yeah, because I just noticed, like, American fighters always talking shit about UK fighters. Y'all talking shit about Americans. I'm like, damn, is this this can't be still from the Revolutionary War, man. What's going on here?
Mad, isn't it?
Crazy.
Mad.
So how do you deal with any kind of losses in the fight game?
Do you know what, mate? To be fair, it might sound stupid, but the losses I've had have taught me far more than any wins. I think sometimes when you've got a bit of a win streak, you get a bit overconfident, you lack on your training a little bit, and you become a bit cocky. I think you learn more from a loss. You're able to review it, like, especially with the fighting community. Like, you can watch it back. Like, one of my losses has got about 3,000 views on, like, not overly viewed, but it's got about 3,000 views. And I'm probably about 2,000 of them looking back where I went wrong. Do you know what I mean? Reevaluating where I went wrong, where I could have gone better, what I need to work on, and what doesn't necessarily need work on. And I think you learn more from a loss, you're humbled from a loss, but you also strive to be better from a loss. So I think, like, as much as great as it would be, like, I would love it if I would win every single fight I ever had, and if I could be on a roll and win every single fight. But reality is, there's going to come a point where there's someone bigger and badder than you, and they're going to put you down. And I think rather than wallowing in that self-pity from it, you've got to just learn and come back stronger from it.
Yeah, and I don't think – bare knuckle's definitely shown that nobody's going to probably go 20-0 in bare knuckle.
100%. Yeah, it's not like boxing with gloves. You've not got the – like, I mean, some people win on points, but I think most of bare knuckle, it's one on knockout, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very – one punch can change it. You could be up on points for two rounds and you get hit with you get knocked out by a jab. Do you know what I mean? And that's game over. That's the end of it.
Now, BYB, are the rules similar to BKFC, like clinches and all that?
Yeah, so I believe. Yeah, I think a lot of, I think the clinch works probably sort of preferred as well, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, in that trigon, you've not got much room to move, so you're either standing and banging or you're clenching, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? And it's just sort of about not being that standstill on your clench and just trying to drive them with uppercuts and body shots and try and work it. Do you know what I mean? And utilize it to your advantage, create a space, move around. I think clenching's through a clench, just grabbing the top of his head and driving his chin with an uppercut. Do you know what I mean?
Now, do you got a standard game plan, or does it change a lot?
No. But I've always got a game plan before I get in there. I taught myself up, do this, do that, box, do this, and ultimately, setting the bell goes out the fucking window. So I'm one of these, mate. Like I said, I'm not. Instinctively, I'm not a boxer, so I'm teaching myself boxing now so that I can have a bit of a box and I can defend myself against boxers. But I'm fast and furious when it comes to getting stuck in. Do you know what I mean? Like, I try to be the first in and the fucking last and the first out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna try and keep me distance, pepper him with fucking punches until they're not stood up anymore. Do you know what I mean? That's ultimately my game plan, is punch him until he's not getting back up. And I just fast and aggressive. Like, I'm a very front foot fighter. Like, I'm always on the front foot. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'm trying to catch you out before you counter me, or before you get stuck into me. Like, I'm trying to hurt you as fast as possible without getting hurt yourself.
Now, I'm always asking a lot of these BKFC fighters, how big can a BKFC be? But let's go to the BYB. Now, they always say they think the BKFC can be as big as the UFC. Is there room for BYB to be as big as the UFC as well?
100%. Like, I think a lot of it now, like recently this year and last year, like the bare knuckle's gone gone massive. Like really a couple of years ago, there wasn't many doing it. The people that were doing it weren't getting the recognition they deserved. And a lot of it was done unlicensed. Now you've seen like these two platforms have grown absolutely massive. Like obviously BYB has just ventured over to the UK and bought BKB. So that merger's massive in itself. Obviously you've got BKFC operating in countries like England, US, you've got them in Marbella, obviously on the 12th of October as well. Do you know what I mean? And I think
Canada.
Do you know, it's spreading worldwide. It's becoming such an international sport, and you've got such a phenomenal amount of people venturing from professional boxing over as well, like or K1 kickboxing. Like obviously, look at Paul Venice on the British BKFC. You've got people like Danny Christie. Then you've got people like Jimmy Miller who've gone from BKFC over to BYB. You've got Gary Slater from England who's gone from
BKFC. Yeah, he was on BKFC to BYB.
Do you know what it's sorry mate, let me just hang
up. You got a call coming in. I had one earlier. Somebody was trying to call my Facebook.
I'm just gonna spin the screen around. Sorry, 2 seconds. Right, there we go. I think I've got rid of it. Sorry, mate.
It happens.
Phone's always going off. I think you've got a lot of these professionals coming over, which then brings the name up. And I think it's a good chance for everyone to have a go on a platform, everyone to get a bit of a recognition, but also these platforms to grow themselves. Like I think for them to be buying out platforms as big as BKB as well, do you know what I mean? Like coming over and merging, it shows how serious you are about the sport. And I think ultimately, like, you've got all these professional UFC fighters, boxers, kickboxers, Muay Thai fighters, and any of these martial art forms are then sort of, whether it's the end of the career or halfway through, are then merging now onto like platforms like BKFC and BYB. Like obviously Jack Marshman, he's from UFC and he was on BYB. Do you know what I mean? So you've got all these people coming across, which then pushes the recognition up there massively. Do you know what I mean? And it gives everyone a chance to show what we're about. And you've got people like like Sean O'Malley and people saying that bare knuckles for the dogs. Do you know what I mean? Like it's for the big boys, isn't it? And I think it's going to be grow even more massive than it already is.
I also feel like bare knuckle has extended the shelf life of a lot of fighters. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%, mate. Like you've got people coming in that have retired from boxing a couple of years ago. They're getting into the bare knuckle because it's a way for them to spark that ignition back up. Maybe it excites them, but also gives them a chance to do something beyond, you know, a career that they thought might be over. So I think it's massive. Yeah. It makes it exciting for the fans, doesn't it? Do you know, like, if you know, these are household names that are now coming over, like coming over to these bare knuckle platforms, the household names, they've been household names for years. So then that brings everything that come with that sport over into this new one and gives that new rejuvenated energy to it, doesn't it?
And then you got guys like, I'm not really a big fan of him, even though I got a picture of him right here. This guy, Mike Perry.
Yeah.
He's probably had a better career in bare knuckle than he did in mixed martial arts, wouldn't you say?
100%. 100%. I think, you know, Mike Perry's definitely a threat in the bare knuckle world, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? And it just shows as well that the sort of income of punching, so like how many punches can be thrown, say, in a boxing match with gloves on, compared to what gets thrown and what gets landed in a bare knuckle. Like one punch will land you, one punch will knock you out clean. It can cause a serious amount of damage with no gloves on. Do you know what I mean? Like, can with gloves on, it can cause a serious amount of damage. So when you take them gloves up, you open yourself up to more cuts, more knockouts, and it makes people more furious than what they were maybe in a different revenue. Do you know what I mean?
Now, what do fighters in the BYB say about fighters in the BKFC?
To be honest, mate, I wouldn't really know because I've just signed to BYB and, like I said, yet to make my debut, so I wouldn't be able to comment so much on that because I don't really know. However, maybe if I'm on your show in the future, I'll be able to give you a better answer for that. I think obviously once I I'm trying to, what I'm doing at the moment is cementing myself, do you know what I mean? So I need focus on my debut, focus on making the best entrance I possibly can, causing an upset, and then get myself well and truly planted under the table.
Now, I saw you took a picture at Media Day with Gary the Grim Reaper Slater.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you have a relationship with him before that?
Yeah, I know Gary. I've fought on a couple of the smaller platforms with him, so like BK Sports and things like that. I've met him a few times. He's a good guy. Good fighter as well. Very good fighter. Good knockout on BKFC as well. Looking forward to seeing what he can do in that Trigon as well.
It seems like, you know, like you said, a lot of fighters are leaving BKFC. It seems like BKFC isn't focused on these multi-year deals and BYB is.
Yeah, correct? I think that's probably fair to say, mate. I think a lot of people are getting signed for like one contracts and one fights, but I don't really know how it operates. And I think, like, I know a lot of lads on the BKFC. I know a lot of people that are well to do with it, and I think it's an excellent platform. So I can't see why. I know people that are trying to get signed to the BKFC at the moment. So I don't really know the difference, to be honest. I think obviously it depends what you want. I prefer that Trigon setting. I think it's more suited for me. I like what BYB are doing. I also like what BKFC are doing. So I don't really know. I think from what I can see, though, BYB are giving like 3 or 4 fight contracts. Do you know what I mean? So it gives people that security, doesn't it?
Yeah, because BKFC kind of, you could be over a year and some change before you even fight. Now, BYB, do they care about social media followings much?
I don't know, mate. I don't know. Like, I at one point was quite well to do with me social media, and then recently I've just been focusing on myself and trying to progress my fighting career, and I've been a lot more silent on my social media than I used to be. Like, before I went to hospital and my old account got shut down, I had quite a good following. Was interacting all the time, but at the moment I'm just focusing on myself, focusing on my fight, and I don't know. So maybe with the opportunity to grow these platforms, maybe you've got to be a bit silent. Do you know what I mean, on these social medias while you're planning your next moves? I don't really know.
Yo, but I'm with you. Like, you're a fighter, so like a lot of fighters don't really care about social media. And as a fighter, like you said, you just got to focus on becoming a better fighter. You shouldn't have to focus on being a better social media marketer at the same time.
Yeah, 100%.
So
it's nice when the followings come, though.
Now, it says you manage the Wesser Charity Fundraising on behalf of St. John's. Tell us about that.
So do door-to-door sales, raising money for St. John Ambulance, which is a charity over in the UK which focuses on first aid, mental well-being, and sort of transporting people to and from hospital. Like I said, before I went to hospital, my mental health took a dip, so currently I'm signed off work at the moment, trying to just get myself back into it, do you know what I mean, and get myself back ready to go to work. But I'm enjoying just focusing on my fight at the moment and getting my mental health where it needs to be. Do you know what I mean? And fighting's helping me do that. And then once this fight's over and done, we'd look at getting back into work. Do you know what I mean?
Now, I used to be a depressed individual myself. My father committed suicide when I was like 5 years old. Mother sold me out for another man. I just think the way that you find ultimate happiness is you have to truly do something that you enjoy to do and that you love.
Definitely. Like, I've had a really shit childhood. Like, I was sexually abused when I was a kid. I was battered, passed from pillar to post, bullied, and it took a detrimental effect on my mental health. I turned to drugs and alcohol, and that took a detrimental effect on my mental health. Now I try to throw myself into what I do 100%. That helps me focus, helps me build my mind, helps me build my physical and mental strength as well. It makes me more resilient as a person. I think when you set out to do something you want to do and you achieve it and you put those goals in place towards achieving it, then you're more likely to get there. Do you know what I mean?
Now, when's your the date on your next fight?
12th of October.
Now, where do they stream BYB fights at?
So if you go onto the BYB page, there is a section on there in the shop for the PPV link. So if anyone wants to watch it, grab the PPV link. Obviously, anyone that wants to support, it's massively appreciated. You're going to be watching a fantastic show, fantastic fight. And I promise you, my debut will make heads roll.
Okay, so BYB, they typically do theirs as pay-per-view events.
Yeah. So there's tickets. The fans can buy tickets from fighters. I've just had my tickets and sold the last of them. I believe the show is a sellout show, so I believe the show's sold out. So I mean, if you want tickets, get them last minute on the website. But other than that, the PPV links are. So get yourself right.
Where's the fight location? You said again.
Leeds in England.
Okay, and you haven't fought outside of the UK at all yet, have you?
No, not yet. And that's something I'm very excited, and hopefully there'll be a prospect of me doing that. Hopefully next year, I'm hoping. Get myself fighting abroad somewhere. That'd be interesting. Progress the career, definitely.
So it seems like BYB, when they do certain events and locations, they are big on having the local fighters fight as much as possible, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Which makes sense, because you're definitely going to be able to get the ticket sales. Like in your own area, you're able to push them tickets as well massively, aren't you?
And that's why I feel like they shouldn't have to go off a social media following if they're always going off of local fighters.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, because BKFC does that too. Every time they have, I would say their biggest sellout is Hollywood, Florida, usually. The Hard Rock Seminole Cafe. And that's why they do it over and over again. And almost every fighter is from Miami across the board. And they might fly in some opponents. That's pretty much it. But most of the, like, half of the fighters are always from locally.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? If you can push them tickets, you're making the company money, you're making yourself a bit of money, and we all want to get paid as fighters, don't we? So,
yeah, because, I mean, it don't make no sense to just bare knuckle every single day and get paid for it.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, to be fair, mate, I always got into this not for the money. I got into it for the thrill of the hunt and the training and make myself a better person and a more formidable fighter. And that's something I strive for. The money, yeah, it's nice to get paid for doing something.
I'm noticing that's the storyline of bare-knuckle fighters. Like, they love it first, trying to build a legacy, and the money will come afterwards.
Yeah, you know, I think if you do it that way, then you're showing your passion for it, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? It's not something you're just doing to get paid. Like, getting paid for it's nice, it's mint. However, it's not the be-all and end-all. So, like, for me, it was about going out there and proving to myself I could do it, making a name for myself, and becoming better at what I want to do.
Yeah, I wish the music business was like that. I do music promotion for a living, and it's like everybody's in it for the money.
Now, sorry, mate. 2 seconds.
You're cruiserweight, right?
Yeah.
So who's the title holder in the cruiserweights?
I don't know at the moment. You know, I've not really done much research into it. Although when I did my interview on the media day, when they said to us, "What's your plan after this?" I was like, "We'll just keep fighting and then hopefully get a shot at one of the titles on BYB." Do you know what I mean? That's the plan.
Now, do you know anything about the rankings?
The rankings on BoxRec.
Okay, so the BYB rankings are on BoxRec.
Yeah, I think so.
So they don't have their own rankings.
I think they've got their own rankings, and then I think BoxRec is like a multiple sort of platform recognition ranking. Do you know what I mean?
And then you got, I know you got Knuckletown. I don't know if they got BYB rankings yet. Do you actually care about the rankings?
It's nice to know where you're at. I think Alex that I'm fighting is like 17th best in England and something like 33 in the world or something. So it'd be interesting to have a scrap with him, do you know what I mean? And come out victorious, and then hopefully that means my ranking will go up.
So do you think rankings is more of a fan thing? A lot of people, fighters, say it's kind
of... I think some fighters are bothered about it, and it's nice to know where people put you in places, but I think, like, it can all be changed, you know what I mean? You could be 17th this week, you could go out and have two fights, and you could be 30th, couldn't you? Do you know what I mean? Like, it literally changes that fast with the bare knuckle, would it be such a nitty and gritty sort of, like, it's a very gritty sport, isn't it? You know, it's a very gory sport. Like, things don't, you can have favorites for shows, and there's always lots of upsets, you know what I mean, with the whole, like, it can take one punch to change the course of it. So it's like, I think with the rankings, they change that much that, like, they're nice to know, but they're not the be all and end all, are they?
Besides winning the belt, do you have any other aspirations or goals in just a bare knuckle sport, period?
Just to make myself a household name doing what I'm doing. Okay. And also to show people that, like, I've come from a background where I've had a shit life. I've had problems my whole life. I've caused problems my whole life. I've had drug and alcohol problems my whole life. If I can show one person that they can do something different with the life, and then that one person goes out and changes because of something I've done, then I've won. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter what I win, doesn't matter anything other than that. Like, if you can help people change the course and the trajectory of their life, then you make massive movements doing whatever you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've interviewed Chris Lytle, great guy, man. And he said something about, you know, if you have the ability to help others, then you got the responsibility to help others. You agree with that?
Yeah, 100%, mate. If you can, you should. Do you know what I mean? And I think as human beings, you need to look. You don't need to be looking down on people. Like, we need to be helping people get out of these positions, get out of these predicaments that people are in, and recognize these illnesses that people have, and sort of help them out. Do you know what I mean? Like lots of times we're too focused on what we're doing for ourselves, and we should maybe be focused on what we're doing for other people sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
I don't typically ask these questions with fighters, but being that you're in the UK, I was just curious, like, is y'all's political climate the same as the US right now?
What, fucked?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like to say we're doomed.
Yeah, 100%, mate. 100%. Everything's just shambles at the moment. I try not sort of, so I don't really watch the news. I read sports news, but I don't really watch the news on anything else because I think it's just miserable and depressing these days.
Yeah, it is. And y'all's economy, is y'all's economy like in shambles like ours?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So it's not just the US thing. It's just
No, I think light for light with everywhere at the moment, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Everywhere's a bit thrown up at the moment. Don't really know whether we're coming or going.
Yep. Well, before we let you go, man, is there anybody you want to shout out?
Yeah, a few people. So I want to shout out Carl Craig for being like my coach, my mentor, helping me out with, like, you know, like anything I need help on. Street Beefs for giving me my first platform to fight on and getting me there. Fight Club Promotions for giving me my first title. BK Sports for getting me into the bare knuckle. Obviously a massive thank you very much to people helping me train as well at the moment, so like Dan Robson, again Carl Craig, another thanks to him as well because he does so much for us, and then BYB for giving me this chance at fighting on one of the biggest platforms in the world. A big shout out to Paula Management as well for helping me get on to BYB. And just a massive thank you very much to my family and friends that support me through all this. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got great friends, great family that have been massively supportive in helping me get where I need to go, helping me get to these shows, supporting me through it all, supporting me through me training and stuff. And a massive shout out to all my sponsors that sponsor me on this journey. Do you know what I mean? I've had sponsors from day one, and I've got new sponsors. Just a massive thank you very much to anyone who supports me in my journey and anyone who's supported me at any point in my life. Do you know what I mean? And thank you to you, soulmate, for having me on the show.
I appreciate you reaching out. Now, when you said BK Sports, is it the platform or is it Simon?
Yeah, so it's BK Sports, another bare knuckle platform. And they're like a, they go around. There's a show in Durham this weekend, which I think will be very interesting. I'm actually going to corner in one of my mates who's making his bare knuckle debut, so that should be good. But these platforms give people a chance to showcase the talents and showcase themselves. And you know, anyone can fight on them, so it's like the good platforms to get on because they give you that foot in the door. Do you know what I mean?
Isn't like the guy that one of the guys involved with that named like Simon Kirk or something like that?
Yeah, Simon Kirk.
Yeah, I thought so because they got a Facebook page that I usually post to. That's probably where you might have saw some of my stuff and.
Simon's a good guy, very good guy.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out, taking the time. As soon as I get off here, I'm gonna start clipping up some clips, put out a clip or two, and then I'll put out the full interview. You a friend of the show now. I'm a fan. I'm going to make sure I follow and support everything you do that you post on social media. And, you know, I need to get more into the BYB anyways because I'm not really obligated to just interview BKFC fighters.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. And I think if you've got Kyle Craig coming on the show as well, mate, he's a good bloke. Be a good interview as well. He's got a good story behind him. And he's a phenomenal fighter, mate. So it'll be exciting to see his journey. I'm looking forward to seeing, like, Gary Slater, see what he does on the BYB as well, mate. You know what I mean? So they've got a lot of good, and like you've got like people like Scott McHugh on BYB, who's obviously like phenomenal in the bare knuckle world. The guy's a monster. Do you know what I mean? So, but you've got
and that LT Smash Nelson. Well. I heard is the guy too. LT Smash Nelson.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, mate. Yeah, he's he formidable opponent, mate. They're all. I think anyone in the bare knuckle world's a bit of an animal, to be honest, and you've got to have a bit of a screw loose to get in there, haven't you? Do you know what I mean? So
I know that's right. Well, I appreciate you taking your time out, man, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Yeah, you too, mate, and thank you for having me on the show.
All right, take it easy, man.
You too, mate. Take care.
All right, peace. Well, there you have it. That was Matthew Spider Morton. I think he said his fight was October 12th. Yeah, there it goes. BYB. October 12th at Leeds Brawl. Go get your tickets on BYBExtreme.com. And I definitely need to get more into these BYB fighters and, you know, get more knowledge of who's who in all these weight classes and division and just show more love to BYB because I'm not obligated to just interview BKFC fighters. I have interviewed Warren Panasco, who's not even a bare knuckle fighter. He's an MMA fighter. And that's the thing. I'm not just obligated to interview bare knuckle either. So we're going to start expanding out to all sports if we can. But I appreciate Matthew taking the time and initially reaching out. And I've been having a lot of people reaching out lately. That's how I know what I'm doing is definitely working. My name is getting out there, the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. And I appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode. Peace, and I'm out.